Hey, what's up, you guys? How is everyone doing? I hope you're doing super good today. Have an amazing day, amazing night. Whenever you hear this. And I rarely introduce myself here because most people know why I am here. But my name is Ruby, just in case you are new. And this is my safe space. I have a whole different connection here with my podcast family. It's been a while. Sharing and expressing, and feel free to listen to any podcast you want. We have about 100 and something. That's the celebration, like, I just don't have a bell for that, but yeah, that's my celebration sound. You will know that there is a short attention span sometimes. My ADD kicks in, but you'll get used to it here. Today's topic is going to be really to the point and really real in my opinion, because F the hate, F the confusion, F the deception, F all that. When you have clear intentions, it's going to be about intentions today, all about intentions today. That's what I feel like talking about, intentions. Life, I don't know it all. Let me tell you something. And sometimes maybe when I speak, you guys feel like, you know, it's a lot of knowledge. There is a lot of knowledge in here, but I don't know it all. But I do come in here and only speaking about what I have clarity on, and that's intention. One of those things is intentions. Going into any type of level of relationship in your life, be it romantic, be it friendship, be it workship, anything, entrepreneurship, any relationship that you put in work for, there has to be some intention to the work. And that's the intention has to come before the work. Because if you have a plan and a true intention with something, somebody, a commitment, you have to have an execution and kind of a thought what you want to do, right? You have an intention. You have an intention to be there. You have an intention to grow. You have an intention to learn something. You have an intention to make more money. You have an intention to have connections. It has to be something, right? We just, as humans, don't do things. I mean, when we try to learn ourselves and we're moving and we're, but the intention is to learn. So we're moving and we're learning new things all the time. The intention is to learn. So there just comes to show that everything has to be with some type of intention, motivation, and it has to be meaningful. Everything in life has to be meaningful. That we have such a short life to just be moving in meaningless things. And it kind of has been surrounding this world lately, the doing meaningless things for what? For what? And it's so much like it has gotten to the point where nothing can be private. You know, everything has to be something confusing, or someone is always going through something and they're taking it out on the wrong people, the people that were sent to save them. And not necessarily saying save, like, cause we're no, you know, no one is, you know, Captain Save-A-Ho, but certain people are there to teach you stuff. And, you know, I get it. Maybe with certain jobs or relationships or things like that, it's a short span. It's a short time span. And that's cool too, because you, those things, like, you, no matter what, when you're meant to meet somebody or something or do a job, if it's going to benefit you, it's going to be for that moment, but it will always benefit you because it was for you and not towards you or against you. And that's what you got to be faithful about, you know, move in intention and know that everything will go your way. Even when it doesn't look like it's going your way, you will look back and it will serve you, and you'll be like, yo, that's why this happened. I did feel bad about it. But when you move so clear with that heart, don't let that heart go dark, not for anything or anyone. Move as best as you can forward, and the bullshit is gonna happen. Because again, it's been a topic of discussion. Not everyone has the same mindset. Not everyone has the same life or intentions or heart. You have to observe the room and call it for what it is. You have to grab, you know, look back and grab it for what it was, grab it for what it is. And once you know a clear, once you have a clear kind of view of what could have been done, but should have been done. And again, sometimes you don't understand your situation right now, but maybe in a couple of days you will, or maybe a week or a month or a year, you'll understand, or even a couple of years. Just don't expect it. Don't expect nothing from anyone, not even time. Always, though, stay clear. Make sure that your heart is fulfilled. And with your heart being fulfilled, it means you fulfilling your intentions here. And always being graceful. And I know things could get shitty. It's not rainbows and unicorns all the time. Things get shitty. But my thing is, what can you do when things get all shitty? Are you going to move in fear? I always tell y'all this. You can't move in fear and worry. And you can't shut down either. Shutting down is not the best because, you know, I know that sometimes we need alone time. And we need some time to think. But those thoughts are manipulating and they're lies sometimes because no one else is telling us otherwise. And we need people. We need people deep, hard. And not in that way either, you freak. Just saying. The topic of discussion is intention. And I highly, full-heartedly believe that when you move in graceful intention, in the intention where you know you're going to get somewhere, and every time that you succeed, there will be the same intention, which is never to hurt people. Always keep your eyes on the prize so that you can help your family. This is not about you, because once you only think about intention of family, right? But the intention of helping so many people beyond that is going to be there once you do the intention that you fulfilled with your family. And keep that intention. Have them want to grow. I'm doing that purposely. We got this. We got this. And that's all that matters. And I hope y'all know that. Woo! I almost went into affirmation prayer mode just now. I almost forgot I was recording a podcast. Jeez. I was like, I feel like I was just, what's that called? Putting myself in a trance. Putting myself in a big old trance of truth. And that is a fact. So with that being said, move in intention. Move in love always, but move with pure intention. Move with excitement as well. You know that things happen in your life for every particular reason, and you know you never know what's going to come back. You never know what was a lesson until later on. You're like, I understand this, and I accept this, and I love this, and this is my life, and I'm so grateful for it. I wouldn't have it any other way. And the universe, God, will show you. He'll keep showing you how good it could get, how good life could get, how good life is. So keep believing and moving in a great ass intention that it just get you loving light, girl. Remember, listen to me. Don't listen to that negative thoughts. You gotta listen to me. Okay? Okay. I hope you guys have an amazing day, an amazing night. Whenever you hear this, I really, really always appreciate you jumping on and listening. Don't forget that if you want, you can leave me some voice messages about the topic. Let me know how you feel and give me maybe some experiences about your type of, you know, time that you've ever had to, you know, really put your pride aside and get them good intentions popping. Again, thank you so much. I'll be back, okay? We'll speak soon.